Hello. In this video, we're going to look at a couple of examples of taking derivatives when we have functions that contain the number e. In particular, we're going to look at the use of the product rule and the quotient rule. And the two examples we're going to work on are on screen right now. So let's start with the first one, which is a product rule. So what we'll do is we will make some space to work here by pushing down the second question. So let's take a look. So the product rule says we'd break a problem into two functions. So we're going to have f and g. So we know that f of x will be our x to the fifth. Therefore, f prime will equal 5x to the fourth. Our g of x will equal e to the 9x. And the derivative of e to the 9x, g prime, will equal e to the 9x, because e is always its own derivative. But we have to use the chain rule. So then we have to take the derivative of the exponent 9x, and that derivative is simply going to be 9. Or to write it more properly, this will equal 9e to the 9x. Okay, so now we have the four pieces. So let's install it into our product rule. So we know that the product rule says that y prime equals f prime g plus f g prime. So our f prime is going to be 5x to the fourth times g, which is e to the 9x, plus f of x, which is our x to the fifth, times g prime, which is 9e to the 9x. So there are the four pieces that give us, right, f prime g plus f g prime. Okay. So the next step in the problem is simply a matter of simplifying and collecting terms. And when you have an e to the x in the function, sometimes this one needs a little practice. So the first thing we want to do is notice what we have in common. Well, the most obvious one we have is we have an e to the x in the first term, e to the 9x, and e to the 9x in the second term. So that can be factored out. So now we have 5x to the 4 plus 9 times x to the 5th. Okay. Close brackets times e to the 9x. So there is y prime partially factored. So we notice, what else do we have in common? Well, we have x to the 4th and an x to the fifth. We can now factor out the x's based on the lowest power. So that becomes, and we'll take it out front, x to the fourth times 5, since we took 5x to the fourth out, plus 9. Now we have x to the fifth, but we took x to the fourth out, leaving 1x. So 5 plus 9x. E to the 9x. Okay? And there we are, the product rule, collecting terms for that particular problem, and we're done. So now let's go on to the next problem, which is the quotient rule. So we have 9e to the 2x in the numerator, 4x plus 3 in the denominator, and we will do exactly the same thing as before. We'll call the numerator f, denominator g. And we'll remember that the quotient rule says that it's the derivative of the numerator, f prime times g, minus the numerator f times the derivative denominator g prime, all over g squared. Okay. Now, typically these problems, we only want to factor and simplify the numerator. We will typically leave the denominator alone. So let's first off get our derivatives. So we know that f equals 9e to the 2x. So f prime is going to equal 9e to the 2x, because e is always its own derivative, but we have to use the chain rule, so we need to take the derivative of 2x, and that will be simply 2, which means that the f prime will actually can be collecting the 9 and the 2, give us 18e to the 2x. So now we have f and f prime. So let's find g and g prime. So g is going to be 4x plus 3. And g prime, very simple, is 4. Derivative of 4x is 4, and the unattached constant 3 drops out. So we have the four pieces we need to complete the quotient rule. So let's do that. So we know that y prime is going to equal f prime, which is 9e to the 2x times g, which is 4x plus 3, minus f. Oh, sorry, made a quick mistake here. I put f in here and I should have put f prime, which we know is actually 18e to the 2x. So we have 18e to the 2x times g minus f, which is 9e to the 2x times g prime, which is 4. Okay. This, in turn, will all be divided by g squared, which is 4x plus 3 all squared. Okay, so now we have the raw expression of the quotient rule, and I'm just going to give us a little room by shrinking it down a bit. There we go. Now, one of the things we have to remember with the quotient rule is when we go to collect terms that we check our pluses and minuses. Second, this has an e function in the derivative. So we can now first start off by factoring out some terms. So we have a 18e to the 2x, and we have a 9e to the 2x. So what I can factor out of here in the numerator is 9e to the 2x, and that is all multiplied by, so if I took a 9, I have a 2 left, and it's 2 times 4x gives me 8x, and 2 times 3 is 6, minus what's left over here. We factored out 9e to the 2x, so I'm left with a 4. Okay, so then I can close the brackets, and that, remember, is all divided by the denominator, 4x plus 3 all squared, and that is y prime so far. So let's continue and now take and see if we can simplify this a bit further. So the 8x plus 6 minus 4 can be written as simply, so we have 9e to the 2x becomes 8x plus 2, divided by the denominator, 4x plus 3 squared. And we can simplify a little bit further, because inside the brackets, 8x plus 2 can be factored down to 4x plus 1. So that gives us, if we take out a 2 from the bracketed term out front and times the 9, gives me 18e to the 2x, close bracket, 4x plus 1, close bracket, all divided by 4x plus 3, close bracket, squared. Okay, and that's as far as we can go for now. Now note, a little word of warning, we have a 4x plus 3 squared on the bottom. We have a 4x plus 1 up on the top. There's always a tendency when you see two things that look similar to treat them as identical and try to cancel them. You cannot cancel in this case. So this is our final answer. So let's stop there.